This country, this big, boisterous, brawling, intemperate, restless, striving, daring, beautiful, bountiful, brave, good, and magnificent country needs us to help it thrive. That responsibility is more important than any of our personal interests or political affiliation. We are the servants of a great nation. It's a privilege to serve with all of you. I mean it. Many of you have reached out in the last few days with your concern and your prayers. And it means a lot to me. It really does. I've had so many people say such nice things about me recently that I think some of you must have me confused with someone else. I appreciate it, though, every word, even if much of it isn't deserved.
State Player on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200 is the number. Thank you for joining us on the Saturday morning, or Saturday night, early Sunday morning. John Sidney McCain III, a Vietnam veteran war hero with more than 35 years of public service, became one of the most distinctive figures in modern American politics as a maverick conservative who took delight in disruption, died Saturday at his home in Arizona. Good morning, Roger Badish.
Well, good morning, Dave Flyer.
And good morning, Mr. Curtis.
Good morning.
So, you know, it's funny because this morning when I saw on the news that Senator McCain was discontinuing his cancer treatment, I didn't think it was going to happen tonight this quickly. Like, I thought this was just now going to be a process. But it sounds like this obviously they discontinued it because he was dying at that point.
Yeah, we were talking about this about 24 hours ago, Matt and I. In situations like that, I'm not sure if you've had friends or family members who have been in hospice with cancer. I know my brother-in-law, Bridget's younger brother, had pancreatic cancer. And he just chose to let everything just go away in the final days. He just wanted to be at peace. And when you're on constant medication, constant treatment, the chemo, being hooked up to things and everything.
It beats the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah. It's like worse than what's actually happening to you. And yeah. You just want to, you know, just let me just lie here.
Just let me go.
Yeah.
Just let me go.
Yeah.
John McCain first entered the public spotlight as a Navy fighter pilot during the Vietnam War, taken prisoner after his plane was shot down. He suffered 5.5 years of torture and confinement before his release in 1973. 5.5 years.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. In 1986, he began his long tenure as a U.S. Senator from Arizona, a position he held for 35 years, ran for president, of course, on the Republican ticket in 2008 as well. You know, I was looking for clips, and so was Curtis, mm-hmm. Over the last few hours that we wanted to play tonight. And we found something from ABC News that was really very comprehensive about his life that I want to share with you right now.
A true American hero, six-term Senator John McCain, has just died just 4 days before his 82nd birthday. The Republican senator hailing from Arizona had been battling an aggressive form of brain cancer since July of 2017. On Friday, Senator McCain's family issued this statement announcing his decision to discontinue medical treatment. John has surpassed expectations for his survival, but the progress of disease and the inexorable advance of age render their verdict. Cindy McCain later adding, I love my husband with all of my heart. God blessed everyone who had cared for my husband along this journey. Now, Senator McCain has spent the last several months at his ranch in Arizona, being visited by friends and colleagues from both sides of the aisle. He was a fierce conservative and a Republican, but not afraid to take on either party, earning him a place in history as a straight-talking maverick. In his final days, he read from his memoir, giving us one last lesson in putting country above party.
Before I leave, I'd like to see our politics begin to return to the purposes and practices that distinguish our history from the history of other nations. I'd like to see us recover our sense that we are more alike than different.
Those sincere words marking clear once again Senator John McCain's love for our great country. For more on the life of this American hero, we go now to Jonathan Carl.
Fighter, maverick, hero, a towering figure in American political history, Senator John McCain spent his life in service of a country he loved. His political career spanned nearly four decades. At times a partisan brawler, he rose above party politics with straight talk and a sense of humor. McCain often irritated his colleagues by bluntly railing against Congress.
This is disgraceful.
But in the end, few senators were more respected, even beloved. Born into a military family in 1936, McCain had little choice but to become a Navy man. He graduated from the bottom of his class in the Naval Academy and volunteered as a fighter pilot in Vietnam. While flying over Hanoi on his 23rd mission, he was shot down and captured by the North Vietnamese. Beaten and tortured, McCain nearly starved during his 5.5 years as a prisoner of war. After discovering his father commanded the Pacific Fleet, his captors offered to release him, but McCain refused. He would not leave while other Americans who had been detained longer remained in prison. He finally came home in 1973 with scars that he would carry for the rest of his life. He was elected to the House of Representatives in 1982 and to the U.S. Senate 4 years later. He launched a long-shot presidential campaign in 2000, bringing reporters along his Straight Talk Express. McCain tried for the White House again in 2008. The 70-year-old father of seven out-campaigned a dozen primary opponents to secure the Republican nomination. McCain went rogue in his pick for vice president, choosing Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. As the campaign against Senator Barack Obama heated up, McCain did the unthinkable in modern-day politics. He defended his opponent.
I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not...
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen.
A gracious politician, even in defeat.
This campaign was and will remain the great honor of my life.
Already a cancer survivor after a bout with melanoma in 2000, McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2017. True to form, McCain promised to fight and received a hero's welcome when he returned to the Senate floor just days after having brain surgery. Even as he fought his own health battles, McCain continued to call out his fellow senators over the increasingly bitter divide between the parties.
Both sides have let this happen. Let's trust each other. Let's return to regular order.
Then he cast the deciding vote on President Trump's attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare. And in November, just 2 days before Thanksgiving, he watched his daughter Meghan get married. Senator John McCain, a proud father, husband, and patriot.
I've had the good fortune to spend 60 years in service to this wondrous land. It's not been perfect service, to be sure. And there were probably times when the country might have benefited a little less of my help. But I've tried to deserve the privilege as best I can. And I've been repaid 1,000 times over with adventures, with good company, with the satisfaction of serving something more important than myself, of being a bit player in the extraordinary story of America. And I am so grateful.
Senator John McCain, maverick politician, decorated war veteran, died dead at 81. You know, we were talking a little bit, Roger, about him being captured in Vietnam.
And being a prisoner of war for many years.
His captors eventually took him to a rundown hospital and operated on his knee, cutting most of his ligaments and cartilage, placing his right arm in a chest cast. The important thing they gave me was blood. I was in shock, he said, and they gave me transfusions, which gave me strength. But I wasn't well treated by the guards who ate all my food, and I slowly started getting worse. One afternoon, one of his interrogators appeared in his room and said, "The doctors tell me you aren't getting well." I told him the only way I'd survive is if they put me in with some Americans. That night, they took me out of the hospital and put me in a cell with two other prisoners, and those guys took care of me. We took care of each other. After 6 months, the badly injured flyer was able to walk with crutches. Letting them see I could walk was my mistake. From the beginning, they put me in solitary confinement for more than 2 years after that. My windowless 10-by-10 cell had a sheet metal roof that was transformed into a scorching oven during Hanoi's sweltering summer heat. By mid-1968, McCain's father was named commander of all U.S. forces in Vietnam, and his captors offered to send him home. Despite his desperation, McCain realized the gesture was purely a ploy meant to demoralize his fellow prisoners, and after a bit of soul-searching, he told the Vietnamese he was staying put and refused to leave the prison.
And another bit of information on that is that, according to some memoirs of his, was that they were supposed to, his captors were bent on releasing the captured soldiers in the order in which they were captured. They came to him first, knowing his father was an admiral, said, "We'll release you," but he said, "No, there's another soldier that should be released before him," and he refused. So, I mean, there's that approach to it.
There's a code of conduct.
Yeah, exactly.
The conduct that he followed up.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I have been, and my friends and my family know this, I've been a staunch supporter and fan of John McCain for as long as I can remember, because he was somebody, and I think we've talked about this before. I'm a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I struggle with many elements of the Trump administration as well, but I am a conservative. But also, I also think there's some things that, you know, the administration is doing from a business standpoint and you know, countries that we have supported mm-hmm. over the years who don't, you know, who we pay for everything, you know, and he's kind of making some changes on that. And
mm-hmm.
I think there's some good things happening too, but it's mostly confusing. But I'm a conservative and, but I'm also, I'm more fiscally conservative. I want smaller government, but I also am pretty socially liberal. So there's usually no one for me to vote for. And I always found John McCain to stand in the middle of the aisle and work with both sides and always had compassion for each other's points, each other's stories, and each other's mission, whether it was to pass a bill or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and my struggles with him were probably back, you know, when he ran for president and picked Sarah Palin. It was a struggle for many people who really revered John McCain. But there's so many people that will tell you, you know, what a magnanimous person he was. And, you know, I know you have some audio bites from fellow politicians, reporters, and others that worked with him in and out of Congress.
Well, Chuck Schumer, a Democrat who has from New York, who has worked closely with McCain on a number of issues, is going to be introducing legislation to rename the Russell Senate building, office building, where obviously the Senate is, after McCain. And Schumer spoke late last night.
He was a true patriot. He loved the country. He loved the military. He loved the Senate. And maybe most important of all, he was always willing to speak truth to power at a time when there are so few people who do that.
Again, that was Senator, New York Senator Chuck Schumer is going to present legislation as soon as possible to rename the Senate office building after John McCain. We also have an update from Alex Stone, who is in Phoenix with the what is expected next. After
did you see the funeral procession, or not the funeral procession, the procession of the hearse?
Right, the limousines and the hearses. Yeah. Well, Alex Stone is down there at Senator McCain's home and is reporting on what's expected next.
His death now sets into motion a series of pre-planned events. They've been planned for quite a while. McCain will lie in state, and there will be a funeral here in Arizona. Then his body will be flown to Washington, D.C. for events. He'll eventually be buried at the Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis, likely later in the week. First, though, he'll be honored this week here in Arizona.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. A number of here's Joe Biden's statement. This is from Karen Travers. She was in Washington, and this was when Joe Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden, who has maintained a fairly close relationship with the McCains, This was her report.
Former Vice President Joe Biden had been in touch with Senator John McCain's daughter, Megan, at the end of this week. Biden spent time with his friend and former Senate colleague at his Arizona ranch in late April, talking about their days in Congress, their trips overseas together, and also the current state of politics. Biden said in a statement on McCain's passing that despite all the hardship McCain went through as a prisoner of war, losing the 2008 presidential election and battling brain cancer, McCain never lost sight of his motto, country first. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
I also have some quotes from John McCain's wife, Cindy. Mm-hmm. My heart is broken. I am so lucky to have lived the adventure of loving this incredible man for 38 years. He passed away the way he lived, on his own terms, surrounded by the people he loved and the place he loved best. His daughter, Megan McCain, said, "All that I am is thanks to him. Now that he's gone, the task of my lifetime is to live up to his example, his expectations, and his love."
Yeah. GOP Congressman Peter King, also of New York, remembering his colleague.
He didn't look at polls. He didn't have people who were going to shape his image. In fact, he drove his campaign staff crazy because they never knew what he was going to say, and that he would give honest answers.
Again, that was New York Republican Congressman Peter King. So, again, just by example, this is a public servant. You don't want to say a politician, especially after the quote we just heard, where he just worked for the people. He was a public servant in the Navy. He was a public servant in politics. And he served his constituents and he served the country well, to the best of his ability, given the situation surrounding him all the years that he was in the military and that he was in Washington, D.C. And that, I think, is why he is being honored so much from both sides of the aisle and from so many people who speak so highly of him, is that in the face of, especially, I'd say, in the last couple of decades in politics in the United States, when we have gone through so much dramatic change, both politically and financially, that this man stood tall and worked with all parties and fought for what he believed in.
For 60 years, served this country in so many different ways. By the way, there's another piece that we pulled some information on about that McCain and Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy died the same day
from the exact same disease.
Which is crazy to
me. Isn't that something?
Yeah. If he had won, if he had won the 2008 presidential race, John McCain would have been the oldest U.S. president at age of 72 at the time. He would have been 72. His introduction to politics came in 1976 when he was assigned as a Navy's liaison to the U.S. Senate. And in 1981, he retired from the Navy and moved to Phoenix. And while working in public relations for his father-in-law's beard distribution business, he began establishing connections in politics, first elected to political office in 1982. He had a seat in the House of Representatives after his well-known war record helped to overcome doubts about his status. He was reelected, of course, in 84 and served for 35 years. He also ran for president, I think, twice, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah. Well, somebody who knew him back when he first started his political career is a guy called Jeff Scott. He currently is vice president of Skyview Networks. As a reporter, Scott covered McCain back in Arizona when he first started out, and he had this to say about him.
He liked to think of himself as being his own man. Politically, he was someone who didn't necessarily want to be told what to do, how to think, what to say, and that is something that continued right up until the end.
Yeah, so,
and there you have it. John McCain, Senator John McCain, dead at 81 years old. We'll be right back.
Trending now.
Senator John McCain's here.
You know, makes me madder than anything else, probably that I can remember, is I go to the Arizona Coyotes game, and there are more Blackhawk shirts than there is Arizona shirts, and it drives me crazy.
You know what? We could get you one. I know, guys. And get you one to wear.
WGN Radio remembers our friend, Senator John McCain, throughout the weekend and on the Steve Cochran Show Monday morning on 720 WGN.
It kept getting hotter all afternoon.
And that's when I realized my air conditioner just wasn't working. I've been hearing the ads with Dick and Elizabeth Hochschild, owners of American Weathermakers. So I put in a call, and I sat down to watch my favorite Sunday evening news magazine show. And before the show was over, American Weathermakers was at my door.
We're the 60-minute
air conditioner.
And we never charge for travel or overtime. Plus, we offer a lifetime warranty on our repairs. Call us for details.
And don't forget, we have the best prices on repairs and air conditioning equipment every day. You'll fall in love with American Weathermakers, too.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll-free.
855-955-HVAC.
For cool offers, visit our website, AmericanWeatherMakers.com.
The Northsiders are ready to roll up the Reds once again. Cubs Reds today at 1. And please stop by and see me. Hello.
Oh yeah, you'll be there. Well, yeah, I'm still waiting for my tickets. I'm still, and I got to work.
You got to work.
Well, you know what? I don't have to be here till 5.
Huh? Curtis misplaced him. I feel terrible. About that.
I'm going to come after him.
All right, what do we have on the show today, Roger? Man, we get a lot of good stuff.
You got a lot of great classic stuff.
We do, and we will talk about John McCain again at about 4:30 when we talk about our history segment. But what we're going to do, Carl Reiner, who is a absolute legend in comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked to him a lot the last three times about the days working with Sid Caesar and mm-hmm. Dick Van Dyke and so forth. We're going to talk a little bit about that as he's about to win, and I think he will, his 13th Emmy.
That's
just nominated
amazing.
For that HBO special. If you're not in the Obit, have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Very well done, and he was just nominated again at 96 years old. But we're going to dive into some other things too. We're going to talk about a little some time with Steve Martin, mm-hmm. You know, because he produced and directed Steve Martin in most of his early movies.
Right.
So we'll talk a little bit about that and the Kennedy Center honors that he got almost 20 years ago already. Mm-hmm. But a great conversation coming up with Carl Reiner. And then we're going to go to a 60s TV flashback, which really is going to be a lot of fun, folks, because we're going to look back at some really great shows from that era. The Dick Van Dyke Show, we're going to talk about with Dick Van Dyke, Barbara Eden. With I Dream of Jeannie.
Doesn't she look awesome?
She still looks great.
Oh, my gosh.
She still looks great. Takes really good care of herself.
Yeah.
And then Marianne Dawn Wells from mm-hmm. Gilligan's Island talking a little bit about time on that show. Bill Mumy, because we wanted to spend a little more time on John McCain this morning. Yeah. We're going to podcast that and package that up with everything else. You can hear that at WGNRadio.com. But for right now, it is the news. It's 2:33. And here are the top stories with Roger Badish.